Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Bevich and Finley, 106.7, The Fan. Who do you tend to believe more? Be Curtis Samuel's confident he'll be ready to play week one, and Kyle Shanahan's not sure if we're going to be on this planet by next week?
I've taken the notion with that, just like I've talked about taking a wait and see approach. I'll wait and see, because I just saw Abraham make a post where Curtis said, "Don't worry, blah blah blah." And then I had another person hit me on email. It was like, if there's the plan is working so well, and it's such a great plan, and it's positive, why not divulge it? Because he said, what it does when you constantly throw stuff at the plan, but the plan is not explained, it makes it seem like you're hiding something. So at this point, you know what? He's healthy. On week one, we'll see. And it's not necessarily week one, because I don't care that a person just plays week one. Can we play week two, week three, week four? That's what I care about.
So just so we know, Curtis Samuel on August 10th is telling us he'll be ready to go week one. Here's what Kyle Shanahan thinks about looking too far ahead.
I can't guarantee that anybody in the world will be alive Sunday, so I can't guarantee who will be on our roster on Sunday. So that goes for all of us.
That was one of the greatest things ever, right?
That
there.
Goes for all of us.
Yeah, we don't know.
That's one of the best.
We don't know if we're
going to
be here next week.
The aliens could show up. I'll get monkeypox. Who the hell knows?
Hey.
I know nothing. I know very little about monkeypox, but damn, that is a terrifying name for a disease. I know that.
Yeah.
Here's what I do know. Dan Snyder, owner of the Washington Commanders, co-owner of the Washington Commanders, we should say, because he is now sharing that with his wife, Tanya. We haven't heard or seen much of Dan. He did testify to Congress, but I don't even know if that was testifying. It was maybe just a testimony, and that was not done publicly, and someday maybe there'll be a transcript of it.
Mm-hmm.
But Dan Snyder spoke to the Maryland Gaming Commission. Why? Because the Commanders want a sports betting license at FedEx Field. Why? Mm-hmm. Because they stand to make millions and millions and millions of dollars every time, every Sunday, when folks are in there and they're lined up and drinking Bud Lights. They could be putting bets in on the second half or Curtis Samuel catching 8 touchdowns, whatever you like.
I got to ask a question, though.
Dan Snyder. Real quick.
Wasn't they very involved with FanDuel getting the Virginia license?
Sure were.
So are they trying to bring FanDuel to Maryland? Because right now, FanDuel's not in Maryland.
Well, Maryland.
See, well, I'm throwing it out there because, Jay, I'm thinking, okay, if FanDuel's not in Maryland and I don't know if it's coming no time soon, could this be them now changing course to try to get a stadium fully, constantly in Maryland, or in the Virginia thing fell through? What? A lot of things we can ask.
I think they're still – oh, for sure. I think they're still waiting on Virginia and hoping for Virginia next January. I think this is about a sports book at the stadium this fall.
Okay.
And so the great state of Maryland, in all their infinite wisdom, has approved sports betting, and there are physical sports books. You and I have been to the one at MGM National Harbor a number of times.
Yeah.
I might go there Saturday night to celebrate Mitch Tischler's birthday. But what there aren't are apps yet. But I think, considering the Commanders have such a relationship already with FanDuel, I'm guessing they would want it to be a FanDuel sports book at FedEx Field. I think there's a FanDuel sports book. Whether it is open yet, I'm unsure, but there's a place in Pike and Rose in what used to be Rockville and now is called North Bethesda that is going to be either a FanDuel or a DraftKings sports book when they get their approval. Mm-hmm. Let's hear Dan. This is Dan Snyder talking to the Maryland State Gaming Association about why there should be a sports book at FedEx Field.
What would you please identify yourself?
Daniel Mark Snyder.
All right, and if you're going to comment, I need to swear you in. Do you solemnly swear or affirm under the penalties of perjury that any statement you will make in this matter will be the whole truth and nothing but the truth?
Yes, sir. Yes.
Thank you. You may address the commission.
I just wanted to thank everyone at overall, not only the Maryland Lottery gaming, but just Prince George's County, where our stadium is has been headquartered. And I wanted to thank it's been an absolute pleasure. And our stadium, we've dramatically upgraded. We're encouraging everybody to come to see all the changes we've done to the stadium this year. I think it'll be quite impressive. We're going to have some big time attendance shortly as our staff, our leadership team, Jason Wright and Trista and the team have done an amazing job. So we're very, very optimistic also on the season. We finally have ourselves a quarterback. So, but I wanted to say thanks to everyone. I really, truly appreciate it.
Okay. A lot to take in here. That is, I want to start because I know there's folks listening and this will get blogged and tweeted and whatever else. I think the state of Maryland, Prince George's County, whoever the authority is, I think they'd be wise to give FedEx Field a sportsbook license because there's a lot of revenue that the state and the county will get to make, period. Like, it's legal. It's already been approved by the voters. Let them have it. Get the tax revenue because there will be plenty of it. What, regardless of the upgrades and the size of the fans that show up. So I think it should happen. Now, that's a heck of a statement from an owner that wasn't able to speak publicly to Congress, but now wants a gaming license. I'll start with your reaction.
Well, I think it's something that's been in the works, and I think him at least addressing it. One thing I've always said that Dan always lets people speak for him. And that's why things get misconstrued as being disingenuous. Start speaking for yourself, and whether people believe you or not, at least you spoke. You know what I'm saying? And yes, yeah. This is beneficial to the Commanders. It's beneficial to his business. But I also believe that there will be some businesses out there saying, hey, hold on now. We've had a long-standing thing with you. And we are not trying to move out of the state. Do you want to do that or not? Now, it would be beneficial for them, yes, to put it in because, like you just stated, they get a lot of tax from that. They get money from that.
Well, I think they could put a FanDuel sportsbook in FedEx Field. FanDuel's approved in Maryland. It's just there's no apps yet, and FanDuel doesn't have brick-and-mortar casinos yet. You know what I mean?
Yeah. You think that Maryland Live and the Golden Heart
MGM National Harbor.
People are just saying, yeah, give them one.
Sure. I think there are a lot of real questions.
That's the people that I'm saying, look, we have a longstanding positive thing going on with you all. We don't have any issues going on publicly, this, that, and the other. This is what happens on a daily basis. This is not me trying to put something out there, you trying to put something out there. This is what I'm sure when I have a gas station on the corner of Half and First, I don't want somebody else putting the gas station on the corner of Half and First.
Correct.
You know? So I think
absolutely
those things will pop up too. But I think it will be beneficial for them because now what it does, it brings a little bit more excitement to that stadium that needs it.
Well, there's a few things. I totally agree with you. There's a few things that stand out to me. From a stadium perspective, the state of Maryland has had money on the table for stadium improvement the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
I've heard, and I believe you've heard, I don't want to put words in your mouth, you don't have to comment, but I have heard that Prince George's County officials, if they ever got a commitment from Commanders officials, if there was a commitment, we're staying in PG County, this is where we want to be, I have heard Prince George's County officials could come up with actual cash for stadium construction. Okay? Mm-hmm. There's $400 million on the table from the state for improvements, infrastructure around the stadium, and I've been told repeatedly that PG County could come up with cash if the Commanders commit to that area.
Mm.
And yet, there has been no commitment, and it seems like the only real desired destination is getting into Virginia. Because otherwise, D.C. told you, yo, you're not coming, period. And Virginia just punted on this thing till next year.
Huh.
So why wouldn't you just go with Maryland unless you want to wait a little while and see what Virginia comes up with?
Yeah.
So I find it incredibly interesting that that is the current relationship with Prince George's County. And now you're going over there, hey, we love PG County, and we'd love to get one of these licenses.
Things change, huh?
Right? Yeah, funny how things change. Now, that just kind of exists in its own vacuum. And frankly, that's just billionaire. That is billion-dollar companies working with government. And they're never going to have perfect relationships, I don't think. The thing that stands out to me, and Landfill, I'd love for you to play this again, because I want to open the phone lines up on this, 800-636-1067, 800-636-1067. There's talk of significant upgrades at FedEx Field and expected large crowds this fall. It doesn't take Einstein to know that they haven't had the biggest crowds. I've been out there. You've been out there, B. I don't know that I've seen significant upgrades to FedEx Field.
Uh-huh.
Let's hear one more time from Dan, and then let's react to the stadium specific stuff.
I just wanted to thank everyone at overall, not only the Maryland Lottery Gaming, but just Prince George's County, where our stadium has been headquartered. And I wanted to thank it's been an absolute pleasure. And our stadium, we've dramatically upgraded. We're encouraging everybody come to see all the changes we've done to the stadium this year. I think it'll be quite impressive. We're going to have some big time attendance shortly as our staff, our leadership team, Jason Wright and Trista and the team have done an amazing job. So we're very, very optimistic also on the season. We finally have ourselves a quarterback. So, I wanted to say thanks to everyone. I really, truly appreciate that.
Three things stand out to me here.
Mm-hmm.
Big upgrades at the stadium. Really optimistic about fan attendance. And we finally got ourselves a quarterback. We expect big things on the field.
Mm-hmm.
Rank them in order of what you believe most, Brian. Stadium upgrades, major attendance jump, or finally got a quarterback, we're going to be good on the field. I can go first if you want.
I'm going to believe the quarterback first because I think that they truly believe that. But the stadium jump, that still remains to be seen. And the upgrades, based off of a text I received at one point, it's like I don't know if they really planned on putting a lot of money into a place that they're thinking about leaving.
My list is the same as yours. I do believe they got the quarterback situation fixed.
Mm-hmm.
Fans may be skeptical. Certainly the national media is highly skeptical. I think I kind of see it. I think Carson will give them a B-level quarterback. I think they've had C-level quarterbacking. There's going to be some ugly moments. I don't deny that whatsoever. But I think Carson, they can win 9 games, they can get in the playoffs. So I agree with the football synopsis. I very much fear the depth defensively, and injuries could, you know, throw everything off the rails, but that happens to a lot of teams. A jump in ticket sales, a jump in attendance. I do think they're marketing much more aggressively. I think that 90-year anniversary thing they rolled out where you get two tickets to two games for $90, like, I think they're trying to get people in the stands. Even just being out here at training camp, I've noticed the lottery thing they rolled out was pretty much a disaster. Let's call it what it is. Mm-hmm. They had nobody here for a couple days.
Yeah.
But at least they recognized that it was a mistake. They lifted it, and now they've got decent crowds. Today was a really hot day with no pads on, and it was a good crowd. So I think at least the folks in charge may not always be making the right decision first, but they're recognizing it, and they're nimble enough and humble enough to change course. Am I expecting a big jump in attendance? No. But do I think it could be better than last year? Sure.
Mm-hmm.
And, dude, you had COVID worries the last couple of years. Whether or not people should be worried about COVID, a lot of that stuff has dissipated. So I think that will help attendance as well.
I think the way I'll knock that is other people have COVID worries too, and they fill their stadiums up.
Yeah, that's true. I mean,
you know what I'm saying?
People worried about COVID in Chicago and Kansas City and Tampa. Yeah, that's right. That's a very good point. Like San Francisco, L.A., worried about COVID. Those stadiums were packed because they had playoff teams. The last one, the stadium upgrades, I got a hard time buying that. I don't know. I've been out there this year. I am sure there's some shiny new paint, and they have Commanders logos all over the place. Like, I'm sure there's some stuff they've done, and you'd like to think every NFL team does some stuff every offseason. But when they're openly, desperately trying to get out of a stadium, I wouldn't expect a ton of cash getting sunk into that thing for improvements. Do you agree?
I agree with that.
I also think that
let's open these phone lines up.
As long as the stadium isn't dumping toilet water on people, that is technically an upgrade.
Landfill. All right, 800-636-1067, 800-636-1067, MGM National Harbor Listener Lines. Dan Snyder tells the Maryland State Gaming Association that he's expecting a really good team on the field. The team's finally found a quarterback, that they are expecting a good jump in ticket sales and better crowds, and that they have upgraded FedEx Field. I'm curious your reaction, what you believe, how you would rank those things in terms of what matters. MGM National Harbor listener lines are open. Landfill, give me your list. I want Landfill's list before we go to the listeners, though.
All right, how I would rank things. So like I said, with the kind of infrastructure upgrades, again, as long as the railings aren't collapsing, trying to take out probably the greatest quarterback the NFL's ever seen, that would be an upgrade. As long as toilet water isn't getting dumped on people, that is also an upgrade. So I'll rank that as most plausible. Second most plausible, I guess, would be the quarterback, because Carson Wentz has played reasonably well before in the NFL. So I guess it's potentially possible he could do it again. Plus, Taylor Heineke kind of sucked last year. And then for number three, the least possible is a big crowd. There's no way that's happening. I don't believe it at all. Maybe when some of the opponents come to the stadium this year, their fans will pack the stadium out. But big crowds, don't believe it.
I mean, it's good and it's bad that week one is against Jacksonville, because I don't think a ton of Jags fans exist. I wouldn't expect a big Jacksonville throng of attendance. Unlike when, you know, week three, when the Eagles come to town, could look a little different. But that also means it might not look too crowded because there's not a lot of visiting fans. Mm-hmm. As far as what is most truthful between better attendance, upgrades at FedEx, or a better football team, the one we'll know about the fastest is attendance upgrades. Because if we get to week one and they got 30, 35,000 people, which whatever the numbers are, has kind of come to be my expectation. Looking around, the lower bowl's pretty full, the upper level's pretty empty, and the club level's kind of eh. You hope that changes.
Yeah.
That one we'll be able to tell. Here's where we're opening the MGM National Harbor listener lines on this. We want your reaction. Dan Snyder speaking to the Maryland Gaming Association. Before we do that, though, we're taking your calls, 800-636-1067, 800-636-1067. I got to tell you about my experience working with Paul Henry and Paul Henry's Windows. It's like working with family. It's like, for me, it's like I'm working with an older brother who's willing to kind of bust my chops, but at the same time, point me in the right direction. It's like working with a certain bald head dude named Brian I work with. You can trust them, and you know that you're going to get the best advice, the best product. One of the things that stands out for me working with Paul Henry, Paul did all of my windows inside, right? I told you guys, my electric bill for July of 22 versus July of 21 was down about 17%. That was directly a result of our new windows. There's nothing else attributable to that because it's been hotter. We've been running the AC more, but we're keeping it inside because I don't have janky doors and janky windows letting it all loose. I know, B, you've worked with Paul. You've had a ton of help and a ton of expertise. How's it going?
It's going well, and I think I would amen exactly what you said. Yes, the utility bills do go down when you get new windows from Paul Henry's. And JP talked about being honest and being able to trust someone, being honest with you and you being able to trust them. I figured out that from the beginning meeting that I had with Paul. Since the moment he walked in, he hasn't changed. He's been the same throughout. And that's why it was easy for me to come back to him to get him to do the second phase of windows that I had to get done. This time I'm also due the doors. So I reached out to Paul at 540-359-6842 and say, hey, I want you to hook me up again like you did the first time. So if you want to get hooked up like I got hooked up, like JP got hooked up, and a ton of other people, even neighbors in my neighborhood, call Paul right now to receive 100% off each window with a 5-window minimum and up to $500 off each door. So contact Paul Henry's Windows Installation today, paulhenryswindows.com. Your clear home improvement choice.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.